Good morning, I'm Anthony Moreno. KRWG News Time is 7:45. On Tuesday, voters within the Las Cruces School District overwhelmingly approved a $50 million general obligation bond to help provide for new classrooms, safety and security upgrades, and major school renovations. Unofficial results from the Doniana County Clerk's Office show that 5,030 people voted to approve the bond, with 633 people voting against it. Also, unofficial results show voters in the Gadsden Independent School District approved Question 1's $38 million general obligation bond, 477 to 403 for more school buildings and remodeling, along with purchasing software and providing matching funds for capital outlay projects. And voters in the Gadsden District also approved Question 2's mill levy, 403 to 102. Doniana County Undersheriff Ken Roberts has been fired. Sexual harassment and misconduct allegations were recently filed against the undersheriff by employees of the Doniana County Sheriff's Department. Initially, Roberts was suspended, and a release stated that he would receive training. But Tuesday, Sheriff Enrique Kiki Vigil announced that Roberts was terminated in this prepared statement, quote, "At my request, an internal affairs investigation was conducted by an independent investigations firm. In fairness to all involved, it was my desire that this investigation be conducted in a fair and impartial manner. Like any other personnel investigation concerning alleged misconduct, I was not at liberty to discuss personnel matters and reserved comments until after the findings. Consequently, the findings that recently returned were substantiated in one of the complaints," end quote. Vigil also stated that Roberts has been relieved of all duties as undersheriff and has been terminated as an employee of the Doniana County Sheriff's Office, effective immediately. Sheriff Vigil also went on to state that he cannot condone this type of behavior and will do what he can to ensure that the sheriff's office is free of sexual harassment or any other type of misconduct. A resurgence in oil and gas drilling is underway in Texas, but drillers are running short of sand, which is needed for fracking. It's a certain grade of sand, and most of it comes from Minnesota and Wisconsin. Because of the shortages, companies are now mining West Texas sand. Ed Mayberry reports.
Energy analyst Evercore says the sand shortage is a temporary blip before new mines open in West Texas. Steve Swanson is with Northern Industrial Sands in Wayzata, Minnesota.
Yes, there currently is. We're running out of certain gradations. Sand predominantly comes in four sizes, and the finest two sizes are consistently running at a shortage.
Most fracking sand comes from the fine-grained northern white sand from Minnesota and Wisconsin, but demand and longer travel distance has led to more Texas sand mines. The amount of sand per well has surged in the past decade because of deeper and longer wells.
An average well that was fracked would use maybe 500 or 1,000 tons of sand. Now we are constantly pushing 5,000 to 10,000 tons, and that is causing a shortage on the two finest grades of sand.
Swanson says the best fracking sand is clean, round, and strong for propping up the micro fissures of a fracked well. In Houston, I'm Ed Mayberry.
Top diplomats from the U.S., Mexico, and Canada are seeking to strike a certain tone over the ongoing NAFTA negotiations. The trade agreement was one of the key topics in a meeting Secretary of State Rex Tillerson held with his two counterparts Friday. From KJZZ's Mexico City Bureau, Jorge Valencia reports.
The U.S. and its two neighbors have been hitting speed bumps over trade negotiations. They're about issues like how many components in a car have to be American. But the country's top diplomats projected optimism after a closed-door meeting here in Mexico City. Chrystia Freeland is Canada's Minister of Foreign Affairs.
In terms of timelines, we would love to get this deal done as quickly as possible. Uncertainty is never good for business confidence. Having said that, it's a really complicated agreement, and we believe in taking the time it takes to get it right.
It is becoming increasingly likely that NAFTA talks will extend throughout the rest of the year. Mexico and Canada account for more than half of exports from Arizona businesses. In Mexico City, I'm Jorge Valencia.
An extension of the United Nations calculated more people trying to cross the U.S.-Mexico border illegally died last year than in previous years. This in spite of the fact that immigrant apprehensions along the border are on the decline. From KJZZ's Fronteras desk in Tucson, Michel Marisca reports.
The Germany-based International Organization for Migration is a UN agency. It found that 412 migrants were found dead along the U.S.-Mexico border in 2017. That's 14 more than a year before. Texas saw the largest spike in deaths. Agency investigator Joel Millman.
But it's also important to note that the rise in the number of drownings in the Rio Bravo, or some people call it the Rio Grande, accounts for almost all of that.
Apprehensions of people in the country illegally who were found along the border dropped by almost half last year. Still, deaths climbed by 3%. From Tucson, I'm Michel Marisco.